Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern Blog, Discord server, MeWe Group, Facebook. We got it all. So, the other day I was talking about haggling in-game, and one of our listeners, Jeremy, left a message via Facebook, which I gotta check more often. I gotta admit that. And when I say I gotta check more often, direct, not the PMs, but the inbox. Still haven't figured out how to use that myself outgoing, but not a big deal. But in any case, I was talking about haggling, and Jeremy sent a message. I figure I'll read it. Do ye haggle? The sign of a good DM is a player who thinks they actually got something by haggling. Since there is no actual product, no currency involved, numbers are actually arbitrary and can come from or go to anywhere. So you got a 25, gold piece deal. You don't know how much gold was supposed to be in your next treasure. So the DM ultimately can keep your purse lean anyway. Now, as for talk, that's where you want to play the politics. A vendor who was actually taken advantage of wouldn't want it getting out, and fees are often guarded. Case in point, some Renaissance fairs have non-disclosure clauses in their contracts regarding entertainer fees. They don't want their hired groups to spread around how much they pay them, or sometimes the fact that they weren't paid at all, because they don't want organization to tip their fee scales. It's how they haggle. They are the non-compete clauses where vendors or performers are supposed to work other fairs within X number of months, aren't supposed to work other fairs the next number of months, or in Y number of miles. Try that in your campaign and see how far it gets. Well, yes, that would be interesting. Yeah, you can't adventure to the within 10 miles or within the next 6 months if you took this job here. It's a non-compete. You can't pick up any further jobs in this area, which is interesting. Never really thought of it such, but now that it's mentioned, yeah, I like the idea. If you agree to take this adventure from Lord Snobbynose, you agree not to take any other quests within 15 miles of the jurisdiction within. It's actually a decent way to get your players to move on and move on out. Not too shabby. So, what is the news of the day? Well, if you go to my blog page, you're going to see some news of the day, but I'm not going to bring it up here. I'm going to keep this, I don't want to say clean. Clean is such a wrong word, but there's a lot of conversation going on social media, on the tavern's blog post, which has, I don't know, about 24 comments. Take it there. However, I'll be right back with the main topic of the day.